truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
No, absolutely not. I think these were just local races that had to do with local.
It's really sad. We really wanted to win, but we got 47% of the vote.
My mom disappeared November 10th, 2008.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Martha. You know, I've had an operating room schedule where it says left.
Holy boobs.
Hang in there, honey.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. The groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show and Alice in Wonderland look at the news, at events, a trip to the looking glass of media. And I can guarantee you this, there's no other show on the air quite like ours. You got to give us a couple of weeks, and you'll figure it out, man. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com. You can watch a live streaming video of our show right now. You can also listen to live audio of our show at www.philhendryshow.com. And there's all kinds of archives over there for you as well. We have archives of television that we've done, archives of the radio that we've done. It's all there at our website. And for those of you who are Twittering at any given time, you can visit our Twitter site, which is operated by our staff, Bud and Robert and Rance and Rodriguez. You guys over there?
Yeah, I tweeted a couple of things, but I misspelled something.
Yeah, we had to delete it.
Well, correct the spelling.
Well, okay.
Anyway, go over to Phil Hendry Show. That's twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show. And we're on Facebook at Phil Hendry Show. Facebook. Forget it.
Facebook.
Facebook.com/Phil Hendry. All right. The story here, this is fascinating to me. This is really interesting. This is a TV show that was on last night. It got some big time numbers. It was a 14 share. I think Jace told me it was around 14 million. Isn't that a 14 share? People between the ages of 18 and 45. The show is called V. For those of you old enough, you may recall the original V. It was on in the late 1980s. I think it was a syndicated product of some kind. I don't know that it was produced by any network. However, last night, V came back, and as the headline here in the Chicago Tribune says, V aims at Obamamania. Imagine this, writes Glenn Garvin of the Chicago Tribune. At a time of political turmoil, a charismatic, telegenic new leader arrives virtually out of nowhere. He offers a message of hope and reconciliation based on compromise and promises to marshal technology for a better future that will include universal health care. The news media swoons in admiration. One simpering anchorman even shouts at a reporter who asks a tough question, "Why don't you show some respect?" The public is likewise smitten, except for a few nutcases who circulate batty rumors on the internet about the leader's origins and his intentions. The leader, undismayed, offers assurances that are soothing, if also just a tiny bit condescending. Quote, "embracing change is never easy." Well, this is an alien we're talking about here.
Yeah, in other words, Obama's from another planet.
Not Obama. The president, whoever this is an alien, okay?
Yeah, but that's what they're saying.
No, they're not saying Obama's from another planet.
Well, what do you think they're saying then?
Are you guys crazy or something? They're talking about the fact that this they're saying that Obama is like an alien. There's more to the story than what meets the eye with Obama, okay? It's a lot of people are hailing this script as really brave. Well, it's brave that it got made. The script itself, in my opinion, is I mean, wow, that was really a hard one. Hey, I know. Let's have V be Obama. You know, whatever. But the fact that it got green lit, the fact that there were four episodes made, the fact that it actually made it to the air, that's pretty amazing. Now, here's something that you may or may not know. Margaret Gray is going to join us right now. That's something you do know. And well, you know what, Margaret? Why don't I let you tell everybody, okay? And thanks for joining us.
Well, it's good of you to have me, Phil. And if you want me to tell the story.
Go ahead. Tell us, because I know that there's four episodes.
There were four episodes of V made, yes. And only four. The producers have decided to pull this off the air to retool it. Now, I don't want to get into right now the interpretation of that. But the fact is, V, as it was originally pitched, and as it eventually represented on the air, I hear are two different things. And because of that, this is going to be pulled off the air after the fourth episode. There are some things that need to be adjusted.
Well, no, let's just stop there, okay?
No, Phil, you have to be fair. There are some things that need to be adjusted on this script, And there are some very serious things that need to be adjusted, I think, in the actual presentation of the first four episodes. It is not a very good product.
Let's talk about the big ratings that it had last night, okay? If you say it's not a very good product, since when are big ratings not good?
The ratings that it had last night, there was a lot of word of mouth, yes. And there were a lot of people that were very impressed, yes. I'll give you that. But I don't think this is a time, Phil, that you put something on television that takes aim at a president that has been very, very friendly to Hollywood.
There we go.
No, that's not there we go, Phil. No, not at all.
No, there it is, right there. That's it. You're basically admitting to the fact that this was pulled off the air, V was pulled off the air, because it slams, as the headline says, Obamamania.
No, I am not saying that at all, and I really wish you'd listen. I'm saying, yes, it is very unkind to the president. I don't think, Phil, at a time when we have a sitting president trying to dig this country out from underneath an enormous pound of garbage that George Bush left us under.
Okay, so an enormous pound of garbage.
As in a garbage pound. I was going to say a dog pound. I meant a garbage dump, not a dog pound, but you could say the same thing. I'm saying that...
Okay, but no, what you're saying here essentially is this. How dare Hollywood do anything critical of Barack Obama, but really, you're speaking the language of Hollywood. How dare they do anything that is critical of any liberal, democratic, or otherwise sympathetic president to Hollywood?
There is no room right now, Phil, for anti-Obama propaganda on television. We should embrace the president, not criticize him. V, in my opinion, is un-American, yes. And I absolutely do applaud those who took it off the air.
What about free speech?
Excuse me?
What about free speech?
I'd love to talk about free speech. What about Hollywood's free speech? What about the right of Hollywood to write and to produce what it wants to write and produce?
Well, they did write and produce this. They wrote and produced four episodes of this. They greenlit a script.
Phil, I don't know if you're aware of how the television process works.
I'm very aware of it.
Really? And how is that?
Because I've produced a TV pilot, okay? I'm very aware of it. You got to go in, you got to pitch, you got to make sure they buy it. If they buy it, then they commission a script. If you get the script made, then they say, okay, cool, go to pilot. And if they like the pilot, then they order a few episodes, okay? So obviously they ordered four, at least, I don't know how many of these things they ordered. They couldn't have just ordered four.
My understanding is that's all they ordered was four, because they knew it wasn't going to be any good.
Oh, my. That nobody makes anything, Margaret, that they think is going to stink.
Boy, listen to you. Do you want to calm down a little bit? Because your bias is just, I mean, I'm dripping with it. I am swimming in your bias right now. You're yelling. You are extremely... very slanted in the way you're presenting this film.
Margaret, I'm a little frustrated. Forgive me, okay?
Very slanted.
I'm a little frustrated. Forgive me. How can you say that they only ordered four?
Because they were not comfortable with the subject matter. They knew it wasn't going to be popular. This program is not going to sit well with the American people.
It had big ratings last night. It had big...
What was it up against? It was up against election coverage, hello. No one wants to watch election coverage. Election coverage is as dry and as dull as it gets. Now, Phil, I know what I'm talking about. I've been writing about television for 30 years. And B was a shoe-in to pull down some kind of rating because of the fact that you had a choice between looking at that or staring all night at Oh, my God, what is the man, that poor man, that cripple?
What cripple?
That poor cripple they have on Fox.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know they've got a man who looks like he's tied in a wheelchair.
You're talking about Charles Krauthammer?
Yes, that's the man. Are you going to stare at him?
That poor cripple, huh? Boy, you are, wow, are you sensitive.
Well, Phil, he is a conservative. I think he can take it. But the American people don't want to see anything critical of Obama right now. We want this country to move forward.
If the American people don't want to see anything critical of Barack Obama right now, what about the Tea Parties?
Well, the American people are not demanding to see tea parties. They are being shoved down our throats by Mr. Hannity, by Mr. O'Reilly, by Mr. Beck, by Mr. Dobbs, by Mr. Cheney, by Mrs. Cheney. And
who's, you mean Dick Cheney?
Who is this one that's on television? Liz Cheney. Him.
Well, that's a low blow.
Well, she is a lesbian.
Not Liz Cheney. No, she's not a lesbian. That's a different Cheney.
Well, okay, whatever you say there.
It's a different Cheney, Margaret. If you're a journalist, you might want to, you know.
Bill, you began this interview in a very combative manner. The American people, I'm going to put this point to you again. This program V that takes a very unfair shot at the president. Yes, he's black. And so let's emphasize that by saying he comes from another planet. He's an alien. So right away, the television powers that be are mocking this American president who is black by comparing him to a Martian, to a being from another planet.
I don't see that at all. I see.
Well, what do you call aliens? Are they not from another planet?
They're from another planet. I don't believe that that has anything to do with his race. I think it has to do more with the surreptitious or the secretive way that they insert their politics into people's lives, you know.
Bill, an alien leader on V is a white woman. How insulting and racist is that? So you have the double whammy of sexism and racism. And it's all directed at Barack Obama. Is he feminine? Is he from outer space? Why would anyone on television want this on the air? Why would the American people want to watch this? And that's why we are outraged, and I am very outraged. I've been on the phone all day with a variety of people talking about this. And
you still haven't addressed the main issue here, which was that it seemed to have a big following last night. And I'll tell you something else. I don't care if it was the elections or not. It doesn't make any difference if it was the elections or not. It is, in point of fact, a television program that people wanted to see.
I don't know where you are getting off saying something like that. It was insulting to the president.
By the ratings that came in. I was looking at the ratings that came in. V was a hit last night.
It is not a hit. There isn't a television producer I know, a television executive that I know, stupid enough to take something off the air that's a hit.
Well, these guys are stupid enough to take this off the air. They've produced four episodes of this.
And why did they produce four episodes? They knew it was going to stiff.
They didn't know it. It didn't stiff. They only produced, Margaret, I think they ordered more than four, and they only produced four, and they've suspended production. And I'd like you to be honest with me about that.
Excuse me, I am being honest. This was the wrong television show at the wrong time.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us. Boy, that was spirited.
Boy, you got her, man.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Margaret Gray as we talk about this TV show V, which was a big, big draw last night on television. The show V on ABC about aliens taking over our government, promising universal health care, saying that change is very difficult to embrace, using all of those catchphrases from the Obama administration, except they're from another planet, these people. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Number is 877-876-PHIL. On the phone with us, Margaret Gray from the Dicklin Syndicate. She writes a nationally syndicated column called A Little Bird Told Me that appears in 150 newspapers across the country. We're talking about the TV show that was on ABC last night called V. The Chicago Tribune gave it this review, Margaret. With or without the political sheen, V is sweeping television storytelling at its best, whether you choose to view it as blood and guts, as a blood and guts war story, a spy thriller. Unlike the original show, these Vs are perfect replicas of humans, so you never really know who might be sitting beside you. A high-stakes family drama, a religious allegory, or just a sci-fi throwback to the days of Earth versus the Flying Saucers and The Thing, it is irresistible. What do you think?
Well, you know what I think, Phil. It's not irresistible at all. The very obvious allegory to the Obama administration is insulting. The fact that they are saying that Obama is some kind of a con man who doesn't belong among us, that he is not a president, that he is, in point of fact, some sort of a thing, a creature. I never thought that I would live to see the day that Hollywood would engage in this kind of thinly veiled race baiting.
What, you say race baiting, and I don't see that.
Aliens, people from another planet, aliens.
Why couldn't that mean that he's just a weird guy with weird ideas, okay?
Well, then why didn't they make the same television show about a man who truly was weird, who truly was questionable in terms of his origins, in terms of what he wanted from us and for us, in terms of where he was leading us? And I am saying, and I'm obviously referring to George Bush. They didn't make that show, did they? They didn't have the guts to make that show then, did they? They were afraid that George Bush, with his wiretapping laws, would probably have a lot of people put in jail. But now, a very benevolent man like Barack Obama, and they decide to put a harpoon into this man and drag him onto their patio where they can dissect him like Aleut natives cutting into a whale. I am sickened by it.
You know what? I don't know how many people really see this as an allegory to Obama.
Oh, you can't miss it. You cannot miss it. And we don't need this now, Phil. We just don't need it. The country's coming together like it's never come together before. This is a vehicle that those Tea Party people and the conservatives and everyone there on Fox, they can get in this and ride this like a roadster. They can drive this with its sleek lines and its rearview mirrors and its 0 to 60 in a half a second. Oh, they love it. Thank you, Hollywood. Thank you for raping a good man.
877-876-PHIL. Well, the TV show is raping. That's great.
You know I'm saying that in terms of his reputation.
I know what you mean. It's still a very, very charged term. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Margaret Gray here about the TV show V, and a television show that has aliens coming to Earth and saying, you know, we're going to provide universal health care. Obviously, it's a comparison to Barack Obama, and we're going to, you know, make everything beautiful, and embracing change is never easy. And I got to ask you, Margaret, at some point here, how it is, if Hollywood is so, you know, enamored of Barack Obama, how did this get made?
I answered that question for you already.
Well, I don't think your answer made any sense. You answered the question in what respect?
It got made because somebody somewhere greenlit it. I don't know who they are. I can assure you they won't have a job on Monday, if they still have a job. It slipped through the cracks like a lot of things do.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a caller. This is Carl in Virginia. Carl, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Grace. Sir, go ahead.
Good morning, Ms. Grace. What I wanted to say was I watched the show last night, and I watched the sci-fi marathon where they showed all the old episodes of the miniseries and the whole nine yards. And the new show, while it does hold some current political correlation, it's still very well written, very well acted, great production, wonderful special effects, and it was definitely fun to watch. Even setting aside the political aspect, it's a great show.
My question is, you say it was fun to watch. Is it fun watching a president being raped before your very eyes?
Oh, that's extreme. That's very extreme language.
No.
May I answer that?
Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. You say that the show is raping President Obama, correct?
Without question.
Okay, how many times was President Bush raped by CNN? And yet no one...
No, CNN, it's a whole different... That's different. That is news. This is Hollywood. CNN is in Atlanta.
All right.
This is Hollywood.
Leading CNN
this is Hollywood.
Leaving CNN?
We don't do this in Hollywood. We don't do this in Hollywood.
President Bush attacked and, as you say, raped on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart or any of the sitcoms.
Jon Stewart is... You have to understand... You have to understand, Comedy Central, that Comedy Central is small. Comedy Central is small potatoes compared to ABC. There's no money at Comedy Central. The money is at ABC. And the fact that they've put this kind of money into this and promotion, it was...
They made a great television show.
Do you remember the book? Do you remember the book, The Making of a President? This should be called The Raping of a Good Man.
And no money at Comedy Central?
That's small potatoes over there. No one cares what John Stewart says.
Is President Obama so thin-skinned that this really bothers him?
That's a good question.
Charles Krauthammer so
good
much
question.
To call him
All right, good. Exactly. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
Who?
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Coming up next hour, I want to warn people who may be sensitive. We are going to have with us special guest Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell was convicted of some pretty vicious crimes and spent 8 years in a forensic, that is a psychiatric hospital for the criminally insane, is what they used to call it. He is out, and he is currently at a halfway house serving part of his probation. He'll be on parole for a number of years, but we use him on the program to comment on criminal matters, and we're going to be talking to him at midnight about this horrible, horrible series of murders in Cleveland that looked to be the work of this man, Mr. Sewell, who appears to be some kind of a psychopath, Margaret. I don't know if you've been following it.
Oh, it's horrible. And he does look psychopathic. You can tell in those eyes.
So we're going to be talking with Herb Sewell coming up at the top of the hour about that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Margaret Gray here about V, the TV show that debuted last night. Big numbers. People loved it, Margaret, regardless of what you say. And even though you say it's an attack, a direct attack, a frontal attack, you even called it a rape of the president, it is a at worst a political commentary piece.
You know something, Phil? Let me tell you something. I am making a list of everyone involved in this program B. I'm circulating it to the Directors Guild. I'll be going to SAG tomorrow. I'll be going to the Writers Guild.
So what are we talking about? A blackball here?
You know, don't even use that word to me. I am not talking about a blackball.
Well, why would you be taking the names of the actors and the crew to those different places?
Because I think it's about time, and also to the Hollywood Reporter and Variety, that we know who's involved in this very ill-timed project. Scott Wolf, Elizabeth Mitchell, a man named Morris Chestnut. That's actually his name. Morris, I got news for you. Your career is roasting on an open fire. And they're done in this town.
That's a blackball right there. That's you threatening people's jobs.
No, you want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm not in a position to hire them. I'm a commentator. How's that feel? Does that sting a little bit?
No.
It's got to sting because what did I get you?
877-876-PHIL. Let's talk to some people on the phone about this show, V, and how maybe a few people have seen it. I know we talked to a gentleman earlier who has seen it. Here is Joe. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray as we talk here about V last night, sir. You're on
the
air.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. Good.
I need to talk to Margaret. Margaret, I don't know which way you're going here as far as what you're saying about, you know, it's taking a shot at Barack Obama and the presidency because this woman who is an alien is a white woman. I think this show is not ill-timed.
No, because they talk about universal health care. They talk about change is difficult to embrace. All the catchphrases that President Obama used, they use in the show.
But in universal health care, this show is not ill-timed. This show is perfectly timed in order to make money. There's movies that are coming out. People are interested right now in a lot of things about aliens and stuff like that. And I think
this doesn't have anything to do with aliens. This is an attack on the Barack Obama administration, on the good work being done by people. It is a full frontal attack on the president.
I'm sure the president watched the show and liked it with his family. I'm sure.
Oh, you are? You're sure of that? Yeah, he said he didn't watch television last night.
I'm not sure of that.
So I don't know
a lot.
That's what he said.
But
well, that's what he said.
I don't understand where you're
coming
from.
He said that on the TV.
Four episodes. Well, they were pumping the
show. I think, first of all, you need to understand Hollywood the way I do. You need to understand how these things are made. You need to understand the language. You need to know the code. This is code, very clear code. We've got this black president, so let's have some fun with that and pretend like he comes from another solar system.
It's not a poke at Barack
Obama. Shocked.
This is not a poke at him at all. This is just happens to be that.
Did you watch? Did you watch the show?
Yes, I did. Like the show. I don't think the show should be taken off. This is
what about that crack about Universal? Well, they're taking it off the air.
They're taking it off after four episodes, which means they probably produced or they ordered scripts for more.
Look at you, ordered scripts. Aren't you Mr. Hollywood?
I'm just telling you the little bit that I know about Hollywood. They must have ordered more than just four episodes.
Well,
absolutely.
Guess what? Four is all you're getting. It's going off the air. It's going to be retooled. It'll be back in the spring.
No, it won't be back in the... When they say something's getting retooled, they're basically saying they're flushing it down the toilet. It'll never be back on the air. Thanks to you.
Right.
And,
you're absolutely right.
And thanks to other people like you.
Well, I don't want it back on the air, but I didn't do that.
It's because of
I don't understand
you, Margaret, that over you're over exaggerating little things.
I am not over it. That didn't they say universal health care
to an extreme?
They said that they wanted to take. What do they want to do with the president? Those kooks, the priests, and all of them. They want to take the president out and disintegrate him with a ray gun or something. That is the way those Tea Party people think.
Oh, my God.
Everybody loves Barack Obama right now, if that's what you're saying. So, you know what? If the show is going to do that...
Yeah, everyone does, except for some sour and disgusting alcoholic writer in Hollywood who somehow got this by the gate and the security at the gate at the studio and somehow got it to a producer into his hands who was a pillhead. And I know I'm being extreme here, Phil.
Well, not only that, but you're slandering the people that were involved in producing this. Now we got a pillhead. Now we got an alcoholic who wrote it. Now we got unbelievable. All right, let's go to another call. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, sir. Jim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. You've just slandered everybody.
I am speculating.
Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for your show. This woman is just out of her mind. Her love affair with Barack Obama is inescapable. And
I find it
talk about
to
how what about
admit that the
what
show
about the movie
is anti-Obama?
What about everything that has George Bush? They drug him through the mud left
that
and
actually,
right.
Excuse me, that actually happened. That was based on a real man, not on a Martian. You understand
oh
the
my
difference?
God. You know, can anybody
do you
think
understand
anything
the difference?
About Obama? We don't care about his race. We care about his politics. And all
then
you
why
want
is
to
he
do
an,
is get into
then
a
why is he an, why is he an alien? Why do they make him an alien? You see, you don't get how
they make him an alien. It's probably
you don't
for
get
appeal,
how
for commercial.
You don't get
appeal.
How. You
all
don't
you
get
want to
how
do
Hollywood
is,
works.
Is,
oh come on, get how Hollywood works. I mean, you know
he doesn't understand how
bias
Hollywood works,
against
Phil.
Her bias for Obama is just sickening. My God.
Well, I mean that's the whole thing here, Margaret. I mean, you can we do anything of an artistic in the artistic vein that is a satirization or a commentary or an allegory on the Obama presidency?
Not at this particular time. What I'm saying to you and this gentleman. In Hollywood, a town that Barack Obama has been very good to, they turn around and hang him from a tree.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
You really have no compunction, do you?
In Hollywood, where some wonderful liberals once lived,
they have taken Barack Obama and hung him from a tree.
What about George Bush?
To George Bush? You're okay with that, though, aren't you?
What did George Bush ever do for Hollywood? I don't understand. What has he got to do with Hollywood?
No, what is Barack Obama
do to George Bush? They
what's Barack Obama got?
We're getting raped.
Oh, they. Oh, yeah. He looks really. He's down there in Texas right now, rubbing his rear end. No, I'm sure he's fine. Barack Obama, on the other hand, has been made to look like a Martian.
I appreciate the respect that you have for the former president of the United States.
Well, that's what he's. Well, that's what you said he happened to him.
That's what
you want everyone to respect and kowtow to Obama, but you have no respect or regard whatsoever for the office of the
difference
president.
The difference is Bush deserved it.
The
difference is Bush deserved it. And
Bush deserved it, huh? Bush deserved it.
Oh, listen to him laugh.
Sorry, Phil. This woman is laughable.
You're laughing.
She has no credibility whatsoever. But thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, I can
show.
Tell you something about... I appreciate you very much, sir, calling 877-876-PHIL. I can tell you something about your credibility, Margaret, which I think is very, very suspect at this particular time. When you come on this program and you say that George Bush, well, that's one thing. He deserves the criticism. But Barack Obama, he doesn't deserve this criticism. And how dare Hollywood, a place that has been very friendly to him, hang him from a tree? So you have no problem using the lynching imagery, do you?
I think what has happened to Barack Obama is tantamount, yes. All right, let's not use that term. What do you do to aliens? You murder them with some kind of a ray gun or a chemical. And I think that's what they're doing to Barack Obama. He's not even, in their minds, not someone that they would hang so much as they would disintegrate with a chemical or peel the skin off of to reveal the reptile underneath. That's what they're saying about this wonderful president.
Well, you're licking his rear end up one side and down the next.
How dare you use that kind of language with me? I am talking about respect for a president licking his rear end. How dare you?
Well, Margaret, what do you call it when you're on the air?
How dare you? I am saying what millions of Americans are saying today. Alien. Black. Well, the rest of it you understand. I can't remember it, but that's the part that I remember.
What part?
When they showed the president as something from another planet.
You immediately said Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. See, the difference is that Bush is white. Is he an alien? No. He comes from America. That's where white people live.
What about black people?
Don't try to catch me in a trap, Phil. Yes, black people, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry that I had to remind you. I'm sure it was right on the tip of your tongue.
You know something? All this is doing is getting you in as much hot water as those actors. I can tell you that.
Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to blacklist me? Nobody at SAGs, nobody at the Writers Guild's ever heard of my ass. It doesn't matter to me.
You don't think so, huh?
No, I don't, and I don't care. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call here in Boston. This is Bill. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Margaret Gray here.
Bill.
Yes, sir.
Been a long-time listener. Haven't called before.
Thank you very much.
I'm a mixed-race individual, and I'm a very good fan of V. I have both of the original DVD sets. And Hollywood.
Well, the original's wonderful.
Yes. Well, a lot of people think that, but they did the same thing to the standing president there because they were going after the office and some disagreement with what was going on, but that president just didn't happen to be black at the time, so nobody really were concerned about it. But
didn't they? Can I interrupt here? Can I interrupt here? Wasn't there a movie called They're Alive?
Yeah.
That was about Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful film.
Oh, that's a wonderful film because they're slamming the Reagan Republicans.
Yep.
But this one...
It's different. I can't explain it.
Yeah. Okay, Bill, what is your comment, sir?
My comment is basically Hollywood is making fun of The Office more than the candidate in The Office. And they've been doing this for years. And just because the president happens to be black, of mixed race like myself, people who are his fans, and I voted for him, for whatever it may be worth, I'm making
when you say you're mixed race, are you part Native American? Are you part Indian? Are you part what?
I am a mixture of three races.
Yes.
European.
Which ones?
Black.
European,
and Native American.
Black. And Native American. All right. Two of those, I guess you'd say qualify for our discussion.
Yes.
And that would be obviously the black and Native American.
Yes.
Now Barack Obama is already being castigated as having not lived or been born in this country. Now comes V saying that these aliens who believe in universal health care and, oh yeah, come from another planet, you see, are coming to Earth on a feel-good mission of spreading joy and cheer. I mean, I think you have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to see it. The very obvious comparison of our president to creatures that were born, raised, and bred in another type of gravity, perhaps breathing methane. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I fully see what you're saying. But what I'm saying is just Hollywood playing their usual
trick.
So
Barack Obama, it doesn't even breathe the same gases that we breathe.
That's not, I don't see that. It's just
either.
What this gentleman said. Yeah, it's just what he said. He said that the people...
Well, listen. Now you're stumbling. You don't have your point, Phil, because you're you're still grasping for it, whereas I know my point. I just wish that they would have vetted this through the White House.
Oh, I see. Send all the TV shows to the White House. What do you think of that, sir?
What are you asking
well,
for?
If they
He's
had done
guess.
That, maybe they wouldn't have gone into
He's the not the guest.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not the guest. Why are you asking him?
What?
He's not the guest.
What are you whispering for?
I don't want to insult the man.
Well, he heard it, okay? Anyway, Bill, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome.
Margaret, I tell you this right now. You have a beautiful
work.
Night, sir. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret, I can only tell you that this program was well-received, and the fact they're pulling it off the air is very, very obviously a move by people who are upset with the content.
Am I making a secret of that? Of course they're upset. Everyone in Hollywood today was almost as if they were in mourning. Everywhere I went, everyone that I saw was shifting uncomfortably in their seats, their eyes cast down, a lot of people wearing sunglasses indoors, a lot of depression over this foul and unnecessary visual tome, taking a good man like President Obama and heaping five-day-old garbage on him, old rotted meat, so that he stinks real good in the noonday sun. That's what they're trying to do, and I think it's wrong, very wrong.
All right, thank you very much for your time, Margaret. We have to take a break.
Is that it?
That's it, yeah, thank you very much. Margaret Gray on V, taking aim at Obamamania, how it has dumped garbage on him. Watch it. Watch the four episodes that they're going to air, because there won't be any more after that. They're going to retool it, which basically means they're either going to ruin it or they're not going to bring it back. And most likely it means they're not going to bring it back. Get a load of that. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Next hour, as I said, we want you to, if you are overly sensitive, take into account that we're going to be discussing what happened in Cleveland, the events there in Cleveland having to do with these bodies that are being discovered, and the identification of an individual as a suspect, and the gruesome nature so far what the police are telling us about this. This is in Cleveland in Cuyahoga County, which is where Cleveland is. And today they have ID'd one of the bodies that was found in this house that was either rented or owned by this man by the name of Sowell. And we're having on the air next hour Herb Sewell, who is a completely different individual. Mr. Sewell has commented on criminal matters with us before. I have to tell you that he has been incarcerated for some pretty serious crimes himself, but is currently now on probation at a halfway house and will be on the air with us talking about this case. And it is pretty twisted, man. The Cuyahoga County Coroner's Office identified one of the bodies found at the Cleveland home of this sex offender, where the remains of 11 bodies have been found. Homicide detectives said DNA testing was able to identify the body of Tanya Carmichael, who was reported missing by her family last October. She was 52 when she disappeared. Unfortunately, the nature of, I believe this man's name is Thomas Sowell, but I'm not sure. He appeared Wednesday before Municipal Court Judge Ronald Adrian on five counts of aggravated murder and was ordered held without bond. Now, here is Cuyahoga County Coroner Dr. Frank Miller updating reporters on these victims.
We have recovered 11 victims. We have recovered 10 bodies and one partial skeleton from the Imperial Avenue address. One autopsy is still being completed at this time, but they are all African-American women. Seven died of ligature strangulation. One died of manual strangulation. Two, the decomposition of the body precludes accuracy sometimes, and we're diagnosing that as homicidal violence in two cases. And the last case, the autopsy is ongoing, does not appear to have a ligature, and will undoubtedly be a case of either manual strangulation or homicidal
And here
violence.
Is the here's the daughter of that poor woman, Donita Carmichael.
My mom disappeared November 10th, 2008. And about an hour ago, the detectives came to my grandmother's doorstep, and they delivered the unfortunate news that what we had suspected the last week since this story broke about Anthony Stoll, our worst fears have come true. We now have our closure that my mother, Tanya Carmichael, was positively identified as one of the bodies that was removed from Mr. Stoll's home.
So anyway, and if you saw this guy's face, did you see this, Bud?
Yeah, he doesn't have a face. Looks, yeah, like he doesn't have a face.
Yeah, there ain't no real face there.
There isn't a face there. If you look at this guy's face, it's like when we have Dr. Stone on the show, we talk about psychopaths having no emotions. If you looked at this guy's face, there's nothing, there's no emotional life there. He's just got this blank freaking stare on his kisser as he was staring right into the camera. You see that? That's classic, man. That's classic psychopath right there. This guy seems like a Jeffrey Dahmer type, though, you know, like he's got just, he's sort of a screwed up guy and he's disorganized and he lives in a slum and he's a mess, but he's, ooh. Anyway, next hour we talk with Herb Sewell about it. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.